Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Bob Thibodeau. Pastor Bob conducts personal interviews with Christian influencers from around the globe, helping Christian authors, recording artists, CEOs, entrepreneurs, nonprofit leaders, and yes, pastors and ministry leaders to get the word out about what they are doing to impact the world with the gospel. Our podcast has been rated in the top 0.5% of all podcasts in the world by ListenNotes.com, so you know your message will be heard. Now, here is your host with today's interview, Pastor Bob Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. We're so blessed that you are joining us for part two of an amazing two-part interview with Stephen Snook. Now, if you missed part one, you need to go back and catch up. Stephen Snook was a hardcore criminal from his teenage years on. After several arrests and trips to prison, he was arrested by the feds and then sentenced to years in federal prison. Not just the general population, but in solitary confinement. While there, he found Jesus, praise God. He could not get enough of Jesus. He would spend days praying and fasting and reading the Word. Eventually, he ended up being one of the strongest and most influential Christian witnesses in the entire prison, even from solitary confinement. People were hearing about him all over the prison, praise God. But his story doesn't end there. He was given a dream by God about scriptures rotating and changing while inside a picture frame. Now remember, he had no clue how to use cell phones or tablets or computers, because when he went behind bars, none of that was even out yet. Praise God. Now, today we see these types of picture frames with rotating pictures, but he spent so long in prison and solitary, he had no clue what this vision was. But then through a series of divine interventions, he was released and then just happened to be near one of the most preeminent places that could help him get started with fulfilling his dream. Today, Stephen Snook is marketing to this project called Scripture Frames. Praise God. You need to drop down the show notes right now. Reach out to Stephen. But more importantly, let's go ahead and continue this interview now. As in part one, I just finished telling him about a good friend of mine when I was back in Bible school way back in 1998-99 named Bear Morgan. And Bear, without going into the whole story again, Bear had been sentenced to consecutive life terms. He had no way of getting out. But God. Amen. And that's what we're talking about here. But God. So let's rejoin this interview already in progress and the conclusion of part two with Stephen Snook as we discuss scripture frames. Praise God.
I'm going to tell you what, as far as Bear's story goes, I can relate in this way, Bob, is that when a person gets born again and they have an encounter with Jesus, that's a radical thing. You know, it's never just, hey, say this formula and brother, yeah, you're going to heaven. Exactly. I don't know what happened out here in the world. I didn't grow up in church. You know, I kind of call it like greasy grace. I mean, praise God if we can fill the churches. But brother, we got to get people to have an encounter with Jesus, then get them to the baptism of the Holy Spirit and understand consecration and setting yourself apart. When you receive that baptism of the Holy Spirit, you know how it is, man. It makes you so bold. You know what I used to do, Bob? This is an absolute fact, brother. I wouldn't always just walk up and minister to anybody I came across. I would wait on the Lord. I would pray all the time, and I would wait for the Lord to give me a specific word for someone. And then that message would be more easily received from them. Yep. One of the things that I would always do is we would go on lockdown. Maybe I got a new roommate, because sometimes I'd move a drug addict in with me. If I had a bed open in my cell and I seen a guy in my prison that was strung out on drugs inside of prison, I'd say, hey, man, why don't you come over here and live with me for about 90 days? And I'd get him over there. We'd be locked in there. You know what I would do? I would read to him John G. Lake's Adventures in God, Smith Wigglesworth, Ever Increasing Faith. I'd read it to him, brother, out loud. Yeah. They'd ask me, they'd say, man, do you always read out loud to your cellies like this? I say, not always. But I feel like the Lord wants me to read out loud to you. You good with it? And I'd be so bold, they'd be like, well, do whatever you want to do. So after a little bit of time would go by, 2 or 3 days of this, if I wasn't standing up at 5:30 reading out that book, they'd say, hey, man, you going to read something tonight? And then it would start. You know what I mean? It would start. I'd read Reinhard Bonnke's autobiography. I would read Catherine Kuhlman to him, Mariah Woodworth Eder. I would hit him with all these richer, deeper things of God. You know, I was telling you before, I would use the cross and the switchblade as a ministry tool. Because if I could get these guys to understand that the Christian religion is not a dead religion. You go to the cross to get born again. We agree with that. That's where it happens. But man, you can't stop right there.
Right.
I don't know who would preach to stop right there. Yep. No, sir. Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. When I showed these men, brother, in prison that they could receive the Holy Spirit and he would lead them and guide them in their life, it wouldn't just change their life, Bob. It would change the life of the people that they communicated with on the street.
Amen.
They're like, man, there's a crazy man in here that believes that God can do anything and that the Holy Spirit's real. Yes, sir.
Amen. 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 Glory to God. Oh, man. Okay. Part three. No. Man, this is great, man. But let's read the Holy Spirit. Guide us back to the conversation here. Tell us about the dream or the dreams that God gave you in prison that changed your life.
Oh, Lord. Well, I've had so many. I mean, you had to narrow that. I mean, I've had
I'm talking about the dreams for the scriptures.
For the scriptures. Okay, well, that one took place in 2020, and he gave me a dream. He just showed me some scriptures on the wall that were in a frame, like a decorative frame, like people put in their home, and they would just rotate every so often. And so I woke up in the morning. I knew the dream was from the Lord. He always lets me know when it's from him. And I said, Lord, I see it. I can see it, but I don't know how it would work, Lord. I do not know. You had to show me. I'd never seen a smartphone in my life. Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, none of that had been invented when I went to prison. And the very next night, the Lord gave me a dream and showed me exactly how it would work. So I kept it in my heart for 2 years. And when I was released from federal prison in February of 2022, about a month after my release of just trying to get back acclimated to society, I was, you know, on absolute fire for Jesus, but I need to figure out how am I going to live in this life? And through praying, I said, well, maybe I'll go work construction and, you know, and the Lord spoke to me clear, brother, clear as a bell. He said, if you don't do something with that idea I gave you, I'll give it to somebody else. I said, okay, Lord, all I had was a smartphone that my daughter gave to me, who was a little baby when I got locked up. Now she's grown with her own baby. She came to see me the day I got out and she said, Dad, this is for you. And this is going to be everything that you're going to be doing out here. I couldn't hang up the phone for 2 weeks. I didn't know. You know what I mean? I just didn't know. Man, a month later, I was in a place over here in the city where down here in central Illinois that helps businesses get started called the Peoria Next Innovation Center. I met the director of that building through Zoom. And told him, look, I just told him, look, man, God gave me a dream. This is going to sound crazy to you, blah, blah, blah. He invited me to that building. He was a former fraud investigator. Okay. He had worked on major cases for the FBI and stuff. He dug through my whole background. And he said, I'll tell you what, man, you've paid your bill, man. You've paid your debt. I'm going to give you an opportunity. You can come up here and start working. He said, this building's full of PhDs and scientists and everything else. But he didn't even know at that time that I didn't know how to send an email. I mean, this man had to show me how to log on to the internet, and it's just been the Holy Spirit like a rocket ship, brother, for this last year. I mean, just everything, just preaching the gospel, signs and wonders. I mentioned to you, I just finished a 21-day water-only fast where he was showing me things that were going to be happening with this business. So it went from an idea that God gave me in a dream to not really knowing if it would work. The director of the building didn't know if it would work. Working on that, getting a prototype, getting a manufacturer, designing the graphics, all of it supernatural. The first graphic designer that I dealt with, Bob, to help me design the graphics for the scripture frame with all the scriptures on it that automatically change, plug and play, no internet necessary. The first graphic designer that I hired, you know, that man ripped me off. And I didn't see him again after he took the money from me. And I was able to get a hold of him on the phone about 3 days later. And I said, bro, it's okay. I said, because I got to give you my testimony. I said, that's what matters to me. If I never see you again in this life, man, you got to hear my testimony. Mm-hmm. A few days later, I met a guy on a Zoom from Nigeria, Africa. And everybody said, they said, Steve, this is the scam capital of the world. You don't know what's been going on out here, blah, blah, blah. But I'm being led by the Holy Spirit. We get on Zoom and we get to talk. And I tell him, I said, look, brother, the last person I hired, they ripped me off. But it was a local man. It was a man from the United States. I said, you from where? He said, well, I'm from, you know, Nigeria. I said, okay. I said, you ever heard of Reinhard Bonnke? He said, absolutely. He said, you ever heard of Daniel Kalinda? I said, well, absolutely. He said, well, my family follows that ministry. This is a dude. I said, oh, Lord. So this is my guy. The Holy Spirit has put me with this man in Africa, and he designs the graphics. And it's just, it's been like that, bro.
Amen. God will put the connections together. That is
for sure. Man.
Amen. And you, like you said, you hadn't been exposed to the internet and email and websites and all that stuff. How hard was it for you to adjust to that once you were released?
Well, if I said it wasn't hard, brother, I'd be lying. I mean, it's really tough. You know what I mean? But I've had, you know, people come into my life that have been patient and been willing to help me through patience, because it's a whole new language to learn. And there's a chance, brother, that I haven't dedicated as much effort into learning technology. All of my effort goes into Jesus, number one, cultivating my relationship with the Holy Spirit, being obedient to Him, because I don't know when I walk out of this apartment if I'm going to need to minister to a homeless person. Or like something that's been happening in the church where I go, people come up to me that have been going to church for 25 years and ask me, how can I get what's in you inside me? Amen. Now, these are people that speak in tongues. They've received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but they don't have that fire. You know what I mean? I say, listen, I'll teach you. I will teach you how to get it, because the Holy Spirit taught me. But it's going to come at a price. There is a little bit of a price to this thing. And when I explain to them the price, then you have to see if they're ready to really go forward with their Christian walk. Because I believe that price really comes, it comes to a lot of fasting, brother. I mean, I'm a huge believer in fasting, especially if a man has lived a sinful life, a really sinful life. I believe in fasting. The two times that I led men to the baptism in the Holy Spirit, where we were apart from each other, where I couldn't even see them, I could only yell through the bars to, it was because they had gotten born again. And then while they were, you know, in the process of praying for the baptism of the Holy Spirit for a couple months, I had ignited a fire in them to fast. So they would start with missing a meal or two, and then they'd have a 2 or 3 day fast, which is very difficult, because when you're in solitary confinement in prison and you can't buy commissary and you're just locked in this jail that's inside the jail, your meal is the highlight of your day. So I'm literally asking these men, these hardened criminals that have been in prison. This is not jail. This is prison. These guys have been in here 10, 15 years. I'm asking them to give up the highlight of their day and to give it to Jesus and to give it to the Lord and see what He'll do with it. And brother, let me tell you what started happening. I'd hear a noise. I'm going to give you a couple instances right here. I believe your people listening are going to love this. I'd be laying on my bed, reading my Bible, got these bars out in front of the cell. I'd hear a noise and I'd look up and there'd be a little piece of paper laying in front of my bars. Somebody done throwed a piece of paper down there for me to get it. We call it a kite or a note in prison. I reach out there and pick it up, open it up, and it'd say, Rooster, I need you to come to rec in the morning, man. I'm down here. I received it, man. I received a baptism of the Holy Spirit, man. I'm down here speaking in tongues, man. I need to talk to you about this thing, man. You know, like, when does this stop? How long does it last? What's going to happen now? I'm be laughing so hard down there. You know what I mean? And I'll tell you real quick about what happened in that particular unit. That prison that I was in is a former ADX maximum security federal prison where officers had been killed by inmates over the years. And it's just a very dark, demonic place. It really is. There are four different units inside of that solitary confinement, houses about 200 inmates. So each unit's got 50. In these units, there's suicide. Men are cutting their body with anything they can find to cut their body with. They're mentally tormented. Nobody cares about them. You can't get, nobody's coming to see you. Your phone access is cut off. It's just that type of way. In that unit I was on, which was right here in Illinois, this was from May of 2017 to May of 2018, brother, we had revival break out inside of solitary confinement in a federal prison. And I'm going to tell you who can verify, witness it. The chapel of the prison, the officers that work back there, every unit was going wild and having riots and guys were killing themselves. And they come onto my tier, brother, we're having Bible study. We're praying every night. I got the officers from the prison coming into solitary confinement, coming to my bars, taking their hats off and asking me to pray for them.
Praise God.
And lay hands on them. And you know why, brother? Because when it comes to Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the reality of it, it doesn't matter if I'm an inmate and they're an officer, man. God is in it. And men recognize that. Somebody was back there paying the cost. Somebody was back there fasting for a week at a time. And you know, they could recognize it and they knew it. You know what I mean? And God was blessing them. He would use me. He would increase my spiritual capacity to give it to officers or inmates. You know what I mean? Whoever. Just that blessing, that baton, right?
Yeah, amen. Amen. Glory to God. Yeah, God, there are no bars with God.
I mean, that's right, bro.
You know, praise God. Amen. How did you raise the funding for your product and your company?
Incredible. You come out of prison after 20 years, you've got nothing. You barely have a pair of socks to put on. When I got up there, after we developed that the product would work and I was able to secure a manufacturer, which was another total God thing to avoid being scammed by some type of manufacturer, to build it the way you wanted to design it, to make it decorative the way that I saw it in the dream. Now you don't have any money. So how are you going to do this? You know what I mean? That little bit of buying the prototypes and stuff like that, I used my own money from the jobs that I'd worked in prison that I'd saved that money. Mm-hmm. And I used it to build the prototype. But I believe that I've heard from the Lord. I met a man up there. We had a meeting. He's a Christian man that invests in different businesses. And he told me right out of the gate, he said, look, I'm not giving you any money. And I said, okay, I don't want any money. I said, but I'd like to talk to you again. I'd like to give you my testimony. He said, oh, you've got another meeting. He said, I'm hooked. I said, okay, come back. He came back the next day. He was deciding that not the next day, but the next meeting, he came back and he was deciding if he was going to write me a check for 40 or for 50. And when he came back the third time, he had the check. And now, you know, we got a business. You know what I mean? Now, I will tell you that I started a pre-order fundraising campaign. Mm-hmm. And that's how the scripture frames kind of got out there to different places in America, to Maryland or Virginia or Florida. People could order from California. It was just sending them out there one at a time. But God has shown me that he is absolutely going to bless this thing. He loves it and it's making a difference. And I'm going to tell you why I really believe it's making a huge difference. And the people that are writing back that have bought them is because this is the TikTok generation.
Yeah.
People are praying for their sons and daughters, but you can't get your teenage son or daughter to sit down and read a book out of the Bible that take, you know, an hour to hour and a half to read half of the book of John or something. They might not do it.
Right.
But they will walk through and look on your desk, or they'll look on the shelf, or the ones that we got that you can mount them up on the wall, and they might see a scripture up there that they'll read for 15 seconds, and it might change the course of their life.
Absolutely.
Because when they're in their darkest, darkest hour in their life, at some moment, they can draw strength from that scripture. And I testify to that because that happened to me many times in my life. And I wasn't a churched man. But when I was a small child, I walked through somebody's house one day and saw the footprints in the sand in their house. Mm-hmm. When I was 40 years old in solitary confinement, I could draw on the strength of that story and knowing that Jesus carried that man during that time. So absolutely, amen. Man, it's a big thing.
Amen. Your company is called Jesus Speak LLC, and you speak at engagements as well as run the product side of the company, correct?
Absolutely. I love to go speak. I'm going to speak at a church this weekend. I've got an opportunity to speak at a men's conference in Missouri coming up. I love to give my testimony. I love to talk about the word of God. I love to tell people how, you know, God was working in such dark places, and just anybody I can help in that way. I started a nonprofit, which is just getting off the ground, because what happened was during that year in solitary confinement, probably 5 or 6 months into that, I got a letter from a praying man in his 70s, an elderly man in Florida. He said, I want you to sit down and start writing your life story. I said, well, I can't do that, brother. I said, I'm back here praying and fasting, and God is moving back here, and these men are getting saved daily. And he stayed on me, man. And he'd write me a letter once a week and say, please sit down and write your life story. If you don't do it for nothing else, do it for your kids. And finally, I felt like the Lord was on me, Bob, about it. I sat down to write it. I started with the ABCs because it was the first memory I had in life, being in the backseat of that car, being transported. I put that chapter up on the shelf, bro. And the next day I got a letter from that man. And he said, Stephen, he said, I don't know why God wants me to write you this letter. He said, I knew you 15 years ago and the type of minister that you were in prison. But the Holy Spirit's on me about writing you about the ABCs of faith. And that was my confirmation. So when I got out, I sent that book out 5 pages at a time to him. That's all you could send out in one envelope. So over the course of the rest of that year, when I got out, he still had it. So I got out 6 years later, he mailed it to me. So now I'm in the process of trying to get it edited, trying to get it formatted. Because again, I'm still very new to the world and I don't know a lot about what I'm doing, but I'm pulling in as many Christian resources as I can. And once I get this done, my plan is, with the nonprofit that I've already created, I'm going to send this book of my life story, Extraordinary Solitude, into every prison or jail or drug rehab or abuse center that will accept it for free.
Yeah.
I want them in there for free. I need these men to read this and understand how somebody that was so bad, that was so criminally minded, that only Jesus, if it's not for the blood of Jesus, brother, where would any of us be?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Amen. Amen. Stephen, you are such an inspiration to so many people. And I've always said that a person cannot minister effectively to those that have issues or facing problems unless they themselves have gone through the same situations. And your life story laid the foundation for what you're doing today. And that's not saying all that happened before was great, okay? But it all brought you to where you are today. And you would not be reaching people with the word of the Lord today if you had not gone through those processes. But now, I'm not recommending anyone follow the same path, okay? What I'm saying is to everyone listening, Jesus has a plan for you. Praise God. No matter where you are at or what you've done, Jesus has a plan for you, uniquely for you. He met Stephen in a solitary cell, stuck deep, deep behind prison walls, cut off from everyone, but he was not cut off from Jesus. Jesus was right there. Amen. Stephen, what would you say to someone that maybe, let's say they were recently released, or perhaps they're still in prison listening to you right now? What can you say to that person, man or woman, who's wondering if you were the exception or if Jesus has something for them as well?
Okay, well, here's what I'll say. I'm going to keep it real, 100%. If you're a drug addict, if you're strung out right now, or if you're in prison or jail, or maybe you've been in church your whole life, and maybe you just feel like this just doesn't feel right. This feels too religious. I need something deeper. I want you to get in the mirror right now and look at yourself and say, am I happy where I'm at in life right now? Am I happy where I'm at in life right now with my walk with God? And if the answer to that's yes, that you're happy with it, I can't help you. But if the answer to that is no, and I would like to change the course of my life, then I'm telling you right now that Jesus can do it. But it's going to cost you a little bit of something. The salvation aspect of it, the price that the Lord, that God Almighty paid for you to be saved and born again, has been paid. It is free. Jesus got it. All you got to do is receive it as a gift. Ask him to come into your heart. Ask him to forgive you for your sins. Tell him to be the Lord of your life. Change the course of my life. But when you go to move forward with him, you have to show him, Lord, every time I take a step towards you, you take a step towards me. I draw near to you and you draw near to me. What can I do to draw nearer to you? I'm going to spend some more time in the word reading. I'm going to spend more time praying. And Lord, I'm going to start a routine of fasting. I am going to start a routine of fasting, Lord, because I need to hear from you more clearly. I am desperate for you. If a person is desperate, I mean, if you've got desperation in your heart for Jesus, and you're willing to be dedicated, he'd take you to the White House. Amen. There's no limit to what he'll do.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Stephen, this has been so interesting. I'm blessed to be able to help you get the word out about all that you're doing for the Lord. If someone has a question, they'd like to get in touch with you or like to check out your product, scripture frames, how can they do that? How can they get in touch with you?
They go to JesusSpeaksLLC.com. And I just want to let your audience know that that LLC right there stands for Life, Liberty, and Christianity. Okay.
Amen.
It really does. I mean, you just couldn't make the name that long.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So it's JesusSpeaksLLC.com. You can go to my website, sign up for my email list to find out what I'm doing, get updates on the book, check out the scripture frames. The name of the nonprofit is Extraordinary Solitude. So they could go to extraordinarysolitude.org. They could go to extraordinarysolitude@gmail.com and shoot me an email. The stuff that's been happening by the doors that are opening through social media, I'm on Facebook at Jesus Speaks LLC. People can hear some of the stories that I tell on my TikTok or on YouTube, Jesus Speaks LLC. The point of all of it, and I really would really prefer to direct people to the website, which is JesusSpeaksLLC.com, because then they can go on there and they can read my story. They can link up to interviews where I've been interviewed by the secular news. You know, I just did a television interview with PBS. I mean, this thing that God's doing is real. These shows that I'm going on, man, they don't talk about Jesus. I was just on a radio show out of Chicago where they was interviewing rappers and Busy Bone and all these people. They had me come on there. They made mistakes, what they did. They put me on there live on the phone, and I went in and went hard. 10 minutes in, about the third time after the man tried to stop me, this black fella, he just throws his hands up. He said, listen, brother, I'm a pastor's kid. He said, this ain't even that type of show. He said, but this is awesome. He said, I want to invite you to come on my other show. Great. I said, man, I'm in. I'm in, man. If you're going to let me talk about Jesus, man, and how this thing is real, and it's been a little bit perverted, and they kind of made it into a little bit of a religion, and it is not a religion. It's a relation with God Almighty. Come Amen. On, get the revelation of that, man. The Holy Spirit's going to lead you. We're going to pray for the sick to get healed. We're going to do all that. We're expecting to hear from God every day. Brother, this brother was blown away.
Amen.
Secular. Amen. We're breaking in, brother. Yeah. We're breaking Amen. Into that world, man.
Praise God. Folks, yeah. Stephen is using his God-given talents to further his God-given dream. Amen. You have a dream. You have talents inside of you that are unique to you. You'll be able to make an impact in this world that nobody else can make. Only you can do it. I urge you to drop down in the show notes. Reach out to Stephen Snook today. Get in touch with him. Support his company as they fulfill their dream to get the word out into all the earth through these scripture frames. The links are right there. This would make a great gift for mom or dad or grandma, grandpa, aunts, uncles, even yourself. Praise God. Don't forget to get one for yourself too. Stephen, I appreciate your time. Thank you for taking the time today to join us, man. I do appreciate you. Everything you're doing for the Lord. I appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Bob, man. And bigger than anything else, man, there's something that I feel like the Lord's putting on my heart, man, to give to your audience right now. Mm. I want everybody out there, man, if you're in a spot of depression right now, you feel a little bit lost, you feel lonely, you don't know which way to turn, I want you to get up right now where you're at, and I just want you to sing a song to Jesus right now. Make up a song. You don't have to know a Christian song, man. I've been in the dungeon, man, where there's no air conditioning. 3 o'clock in the morning, you're sitting on the end of your bed and sweat's pouring off of you and you can't get no relief. And you know what you do right there? You just stand up, man, and just lift your hands up and you just say, Jesus, I love you. And just make up a little song to him and he will honor that. He'll bring Amen. Comfort in your life. He will change your situation. In Jesus' name, I believe it. I know Amen. It. I lived it.
Amen. Praise God. Folks, this has been good. That's all the time we have for today. Praise God for Stephen Snook and myself. This pastor by reminding you to be blessed in all that you do.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. Please subscribe to our podcast so you can be notified when another episode is published. With over 800 interviews and 1,000 published episodes, Pastor Bob is known as a podcasting expert for helping others to create their own podcast to share their messages with the world. Please visit our website at www.podcastersforchrist.com. That web address again is www.podcastersforchrist.com for more information. Until next time, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.